Conversation 2.
I want to register for this mathematics course.
I'm sorry. Registration has closed.
Closed? But the clerk told me I could come back and register any time during the first week of classes.
Well, that's not possible. The computer's official student account has already been sent to the state. And that's what our budget is based on. Who told you that anyway?
Some woman here when I tried to register 3 weeks ago. She said I just had to pay a late fee.
She must have been a temporary worker. They don't have much training. Why didn't you register then?
She said I couldn't until I had my birth certificate. Here it is.
Your birth certificate?
Well, I'm a new part-time student, so she asks for identification. I don't drive, so I don't have a driver's license.
Huh? That's no reason to demand a birth certificate. We only need to establish residency. A phone bill with your name and address on it would have been fine.
Really? Only proof of my address?
Yes. I'm afraid she gave you the wrong information. Still, you'll have to wait and take your maths class next semester.
But that's unfair.
Well, I sympathize with your problem, but frankly, I don't think there is anything anyone can do for you. You were trapped in the system. If you want to, you can talk to the director. She will help you if she can.
Great.
But don't get your hopes up.
Question 22. What problem does the woman have?
Question 23. Why does the woman have to come to the office for a second time?
Question 24. According to the man, what evidence does the woman need to provide?
Question 25. What does the man imply when he tells the woman not to get her hopes up?